all of our speakers, particularly Steve. I'll say a few words before we say cheerio, but there's just a couple of announcements. Chris and Ben, their trial has been postponed, as people have probably heard, till February 26th. But Alex Kenny, who is the chief steward of the National Demonstrations, and Sophie Bolt, who is the CND secretary, they've been called for interviews by the police, and there's a Join Our Defend the Right to Protest demonstration outside of the Westminster Magistrates Court on Thursday, the 31st of July. If anybody can get down to London, I know someone.
Sorry, Tanya, just speak. They've not been called for interview, they've been charged already. So that's their first hearing in the Magistrates Court.
Okay, thank you for that, Andrew. So pretty much great. The other thing that's worth noting as well is that 22 of our trade union general secretaries have signed a letter expressing deep concern about this and about the erosion of civil rights and the right to peaceful protest. So I think that you know, getting our unions involved is a very important thing. So I'll just say a final few words about tonight. Thanks to all of our speakers once again, and thanks to all of you who have addressed the issues and turned up tonight for attending. The question, of course, is, as always, what should we do now? Stop the War has been campaigning for 25 years, and it has made a difference, because whenever there are conflicts now, such as we have discussed tonight, there is now a counter voice in the media and on the streets, and we have a mass movement which can provide a voice for the voiceless and a means for organising to campaign against imperialist war and injustice. But it relies on people like you, but both as participants and as supporters. So if you're not already a member of Stop the War, please consider joining or making a donation. Individuals can become members. Also, you can affiliate your trade unions and organisations as well. So if you are in a trade union, please consider asking your branch to affiliate. And if you are a member, whether you are a member or not, please, please keep protesting and campaigning. Because, as Palestine Ambassador Dr. Azam Zomla said last week at the Durham Miners' Gala, by doing this, as we have done for the last 21 months, the British people have turned this country into the epicentre of solidarity and support for Palestine. So, please keep talking about Palestine. Do whatever you can. March, protest, rally, meet, email your councillors and your MPs, boycott Israeli goods, post about Palestine on your social media, wear a keffiyeh, do whatever you can, whatever you are able to do. Every little bit helps, but also be ready to step up to campaign against imperialist war and injustice wherever and whenever it occurs, be it in Gaza or Iran or Syria or elsewhere, and against whoever is promoting those imperialist wars, be it Donald Trump, Keir Starmer, David Lammy, NATO or the EU. Thank you, everybody. Two last things before we go. I think somebody's going to shake a bucket as you do. I know people have paid, but we do need more and more and more donations as much as we possibly can. But also, can we, as we noted, it was Stephen's birthday yesterday, so I think a rendition of Happy Birthday would be good.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And thank you to Stephen's grandson, Clem, who's here, who's been making sure that he's here. Thank you again to the Conroom. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to our speakers. Please have a safe journey home and keep in touch with Stop the War Coalition and Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Thank you.